It is time once again for the Warren County Radio Bible School. And for the Sunday school, or for the class session this morning, what we're going to do is begin reading from the Rockcliffe Review. Now, that is the church bulletin that is handed out on Sunday mornings when you attend church at the Church of Christ at Rockcliffe. And it generally contains something to do with the sermon that I'm going to preach that morning. And the sermon that I preach this particular morning for this bulletin article is about God's gift of guidance. Let me read that to you as we do this special feature and take this break from our normal studies. We begin. Jeremiah 10:23 is one of the most quoted passages from Jeremiah. O Lord, I know that the way of man is not in himself. It is not in man that walketh to direct his steps. It is usually quoted in support the teaching that we do not intuitively know what we ought to do, and that we must rely upon God's word for guidance. In context, Jeremiah is teaching us that things that happen to us are beyond our control. Jesus said, "It is not for you to know the times of the seasons which the Father hath put in his own power." Acts 1 and verse 7. James wrote in his epistle, "Go to now, ye that say, today or tomorrow we will go into such a city and continue there a year and buy and sell and get gain. Whereas ye know not what shall be on the morrow, for what is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time and then vanisheth away. For that ye ought to say, if the Lord will, we shall live and do this or that." James 4:13-16. God is in control. We do not direct our own way, in our own steps, and in the vacillating scenes and things that happen to us in this world, we know not which way to go. And our only reliable guidance is to rely upon God and His Word. In Jeremiah chapter 10, Babylon is on the rise. The people do not know what to do. They're consulting the wrong sources. This chapter begins, "Hear ye the word which the Lord speaketh unto you, O house of Israel," Jeremiah 1 and verse 10. God is the right source. He will tell us what is to happen and what we ought to do. And therefore the next verse says, "Thus saith the Lord." It will not help to do what the heathen are doing. They are consulting the stars in heaven, and it is not helping them. They are dismayed. "Learn not the way of the heathen, and be not dismayed at the signs of heaven, for the heathen are dismayed at them." Jeremiah 10 and verse 2. The heathen and the heavens were the wrong source. The heathen turned to idols. Their idols could not do anything. Their idols could not take care of them. They had to take care of their idols, Jeremiah 10, verses 3 through 5. The idols of these false gods were the wrong source for guidance. The Lord does not like those idols, Jeremiah 10, 6 through 16. The wise men also turned to idols. Paul wrote, "God made foolish the wisdom of this world," 1 Corinthians 1:20. Jeremiah said, "All the wise men of the nations and in their kingdoms, there's none like unto thee, but they are altogether brutish and foolish." Jeremiah 10, 7 through 8. "Every man is brutish, and his knowledge, every founder is confounded by the graven image, for his molten image is falsehood, and there's no breath in them. They are vanity, and the work of errors, and the time of their visitation. They shall perish," Jeremiah 10, 14 through 15. The worldly wise are the wrong source for spiritual guidance. By the Spirit of God, Jeremiah tells us what the Lord is going to do and how it is going to be for the people when He does it. "This is the Lord's doing. The way of man is not in himself. It is not in man that walketh to direct his steps," Jeremiah 10:23. But God has not left man without guidance. From the beginning of this nation, as it departed from Egypt. God provided guidance. The Lord went before them by day in a pillar of a cloud to lead them in the way, and by night in a pillar of fire to give them light, to go by day and night, Exodus 13:21. By this means, God continued to guide them through the wilderness. We read in Exodus 40:36-38. The cloud was taken up from over the tabernacle. The children of Israel went onward in all their journeys. But if the cloud were not taken up, then they journeyed not until the day that it was taken up. For the cloud of the Lord was upon the tabernacle by day, and the fire was on it by night in the sight of all the house of Israel throughout all of their journeys. The cloud was external to them. It was to them as the commandment of Jehovah. We read that at the commandment of Jehovah, the children of Israel journeyed, and at the commandment of Jehovah, they pitched. As long as the cloud abode upon the tabernacle, they rested their tents, Numbers 9:15-23. Paul wrote in Romans 8:14, as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. And being led by the Spirit of God, we do not look within ourselves for an inner light, neither do we look for a cloud or a fiery pillar. The Spirit of God gave us the Word of God. David wrote, thy Word is a lamp unto my feet, and a lamp unto my path. Psalm 119:105. Look not to the heathen, nor to the heavens, nor to idols, nor to the worldly wise, nor for an inner light for spiritual guidance. Look to the Spirit. Look to His Word. Look, for thus saith the Lord. Now that was the substance of the sermon that was preached that morning. I hope you can see by that the reliance we have at the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff upon God's Word. For by heeding God's Word, we are heeding the voice of God. I read to you from the Rock Cliff Review on these Monday mornings because the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. All are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. Our teacher is E.A. Elam, and we're going to be looking at a lesson today from a lesson plan that he made for the Sunday schools of April 27, 1924, concerning Amos and Hosea. I want to read to you now the first three chapters of the book of Hosea, because we see how God prepared Hosea to be His prophet, so that Hosea would know his own self the heartache of Israel forsaking Jehovah. God's heart was broken over Israel forsaking Him, as Hosea's heart was broken the way Hosea's wife forsook him. Let's begin in the book of Hosea, chapter 1 and verse 1. The word of Jehovah that came unto Hosea, the son of Beeri, in the days of Uzziah, Jotham, Ahaz, and Hezekiah, the kings of Judah, and in the days of Jeroboam, the son of Joash, king of Israel. Hosea chapter 1 and verse 2. When Jehovah spoke at the first by Hosea, Jehovah said unto Hosea, go, take thee a wife of whoredom, and children of whoredom, for the land doth commit great whoredom departing from Jehovah. So he went and took Gomer, the daughter of Diblaim, and she conceived and bare him a son. And Jehovah said unto him, call his name Jezreel, for yet a little while, And I will avenge the blood of Jezreel upon the house of Jehu, and will cause the kingdom of the house of Israel to cease. And it shall come to pass at that day that I will break the bow of Israel in the valley of Jezreel. And she conceived again and bare a daughter. And Jehovah said unto him, Call her name, Lo, Ruhamah, for I will no more have mercy upon the house of Israel, that I should in any wise pardon them. But I will have mercy upon the house of Judah, and will save them by Jehovah their God, and will not save them by bow, nor by sword, nor by battle, by horses, nor by horsemen. And when she had weaned Lo-Ruhamah, she conceived and bare a son. And Jehovah said, Call his name Lo-Ammah, for ye are not my people, and I will not be your God. Hosea 1 in verse 10. Yet the number of the children of Israel shall be as the sand of the sea, which cannot be measured nor numbered. And it shall come to pass that in the place where it was said unto them, Ye are not my people, it shall be said unto them, Ye are the sons of the living God. And the children of Judah and the children of Israel shall be gathered together, and they shall appoint themselves one head, and shall go up from the land, for great shall be the day of Jezreel. Hosea chapter 2. Say unto your brethren, Ammah, and to your sisters, Ruhamah, contend with your mother, contend, for she is not my wife, neither am I her husband. And let her put away her whoredoms from her face, and her adulteries from between her breasts, lest I strip her naked and set her as in the day she was born, and make her as a wilderness, and set her like dry land, and slay her with thirst. Yea, upon her children will I have no mercy, for they are children of whoredom, for their mother hath played the harlot. She that conceived them hath done this shamefully. For she said, I will go after my lovers, and give me my bread, and my water, my wool, and my flax, and mine oil, and my drink. Therefore, behold, I will hedge up thy way with thorns. I will build a wall against her, that she shall not find her paths, and she shall follow after her lovers, but she shall not overtake them. She shall seek them, but shall not find them. Then shall she say, I will go return to my first husband, for then it was better with me than now. Hosea 2 and verse 8, For she did not know that I gave her grain and new wine and oil, and multiplied into her silver and gold, which they use for Baal. Therefore I take back my grain in the time thereof, and my new wine in the season thereof, and will pluck away my wool and my flax, which should have covered her nakedness. And now will I uncover her lewdness in the sight of her lovers, and none shall deliver her out of my hand. I will also cause her mirth to cease, her feast, her new moons, and her Sabbaths, and all her solemn assemblies. And I will lay waste her vines and her fig trees, whereof she hath said, These are my hire that my lovers hath given me. And I will make them a forest, and the beast of the field shall eat them. And I will visit upon her the days of Balaam, unto which she burned incense, when she decked herself with her earrings and her jewels, and went after her lovers, and forgot me, saith Jehovah. Hosea 14 in verse 1, Therefore, behold, I will allure her, and bring her into the wilderness, and speak comfortably to her, and I will give her her vineyards from thence, in the valley of Achor, for a door of hope, and she shall make answer there, as in the day of her youth, as in the day when she came up out of the land of Egypt. And it shall be in that day, saith Jehovah, thou shalt call me Ishai, and thou shalt call me no more Baali. For I will take away the names of Balaam out of her mouth, and they shall no more be mentioned by their name. We're going to have to continue this reading next class.